Third Street Coffee House is in the basement of Trinity United Methodist Church, which is on 305 Mountain Avenue Southwest. So it's the corner of Third Street and Mountain Avenue.
And this sort of got started, Marion, in part because I guess people wanted the place to go to hear music maybe without having to go to a bar.
Exactly. So this has been open since April of 1987, and it's always been smoke-free, alcohol-free, no cover charge. We're run solely by volunteers.
And I guess you passed the hat at one point to take up a collection for the performers?
We do. We are a nonprofit. We do pass the hat, and people are encouraged to donate to the performers who may come from as far away as Ireland and Scotland and all over the United States.
So do people know about the Third Street Coffee House outside of the Roanoke area?
Yes, they do, and musicians are wonderful for spreading the news to other musicians. We get a lot of folks from North Carolina, from up and down the East Coast. We've had folks from Florida, California, and of course our wonderful local musicians.
We're talking with Marion McConnell. She's a musician, songwriter, and also a board member for the Third Street Coffee House. And tell people, in your estimation, what's special about the Third Street Coffee House?
Third Street is small. We only seat about 80 people. It is in the basement room of Trinity United Methodist Church, which used to be used by the Boy Scouts in earlier years. And they fixed the room up with log cabin walls, and they would put their footprints on the ceiling, which is really cool. So there are old footprints there with the names and dates. And it is a listening room. It's a great place to go and hear live music. And because it's so small, you meet the musicians. You get to hang out with them and talk to them. We also have on the third Thursday of every month, we have an open mic night. And the first Thursday of every month, we have a jam session. We call it a guitar pull, but it can be any musical instrument. You can just come and jam with other musicians. We welcome children. We welcome seniors. There's something for everyone.
What night of the week typically are people going to the coffee house? Is it Friday nights?
It's Friday nights from 7 to 10 p.m. On Friday nights now, we have an opening act, and then we have a featured performer. And we usually schedule out about 6 months in advance. So we have schedules on the counter. We have a Facebook page where you can go on and see who's coming and maybe listen to some of their songs. Generally, it can be everything from original music, because we do have a lot of singer-songwriters in the area. It can be gospel, country, Celtic, folk, contemporary, just about any kind of music you can imagine. My sweet mom, Tilly, she plays the accordion, so she'll come and play the accordion sometimes. So it's something for everyone. If you come out on a Friday and it wasn't really your cup of tea, come the next Friday and you'll hear something different.
And talk about the 30th anniversary celebration, April 22nd. There'd be a reception at 5 and then a concert at 6. And one of the groups that we will be playing is the Third Street Survivors. And talk about who they are.
All right. Well, they are a group of folks who include Randolph Walker, who is on our board, and Greg Trefidlo, who is actually in the headliner group, Trifocal. That is Greg Trefidlo, Laura Pohl, and Neil Phillips, and they have many CDs out. They are nationally known recording artists and singer-songwriters, and they are guaranteed to just be full of wonderful music for that night.
Crossing over into the valley, Shenandoah, you're my long-lost friend, Blue Ridge Rise.
We'll have a group of guys that played there when the coffee house first opened in April of 1987, and they'll play toward the end of the concert. We have about a dozen musicians that are going to get up and play throughout the evening, which will be upstairs in the church in the sanctuary to accommodate the crowd. For a donation, you get a raffle ticket. We'll have all kinds of great prizes from local organizations. We'll have refreshments downstairs in the coffee house and just a wonderful, wonderful special evening.
Did you guys think that 30 years later, the Third Street Coffee House would still be thriving?
Well, I never thought I would be 60 years old, but you know, time flies when you're having fun. We have been having a blast, and we have a lot of new folks on our board. We have a board of 10 people who have a lot of energy and enthusiasm and creativity and are willing to think outside the box and try new things to make Third Street Coffee House the best it can be.
Sweet sanctuary, welcome.